We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
15, 10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State.
10, 5, touchdown TCU, 75-yard sprint.
West Virginia knocks off the Texas Longhorns.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Kennedy Brooks just won OU Texas.
Light the tower green, the banner are 2021 Big 12 Conference Champions.
On the Big 12 Sports Network, Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the 2022 Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville, from the Learfields Network Studios. Here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Six football games this weekend inside the Big 12, three conference games, three non-conference games, and a bye week for Oklahoma State. The non-con games have interesting storylines, almost as much as the conference games. And I would argue, maybe even more interesting. In a series that dates back to 1929, on Thursday, Virginia Tech and West Virginia, longstanding rivals, will meet. The two programs have squared off 53 times coming into this Thursday night matchup. And despite taking a 12-year break, the teams were reunited. They met in Maryland in 2017, and then West Virginia hosted Tech in Morgantown last September, with the Mountaineers winning 27-21. Thursday's game will mark the Mountaineers' first trip to Blacksburg since 2004, so a big rivalry game there. And West Virginia has rekindled some of these rivalries. Of course, now Va Tech, they opened the season with Pitt in front of the largest crowd for a football game in Pittsburgh. So this is another great rivalry game for West Virginia. Then you have TCU at SMU. It's the return of Sonny Dykes. And this has been a longtime rivalry. This will be the 101st meeting, Saturday at 11 in Dallas. It's a rivalry that goes back to 1915, and there's only a handful of years that they've missed. Now, TCU has had the upper hand in this series, 52-41-7. But they dropped the last two meetings with Sonny getting the upper hand while at SMU. Now, the Frogs have won the last six meetings in Dallas. The last two meetings between these two teams have been razor thin, with Sonny and SMU winning by less than a touchdown. So you've got Sonny Dykes returning. He brings along plenty of assistants and players, too, that made the move down the road from Dallas to Fort Worth. That'll be a fun game to watch. And then the other non-conference game, Duke at Kansas. Now, if you woke up from a deep slumber, I mean, like, out for a couple of years, you'd wake up and you'd be rubbing your eyes like, where am I? What's going on? And the first thing that would be important to you is, what has been going on in sports? And I would tell you, well, Tom Brady is still playing in the NFL. That would shock you. ESPN is back to showing NHL games. You'd be like, what? And then I would say, oh, and Duke is 3-0, and Kansas is 3-0, and they're playing each other this weekend. And then you would think, oh, okay, well, it's got to be November. What is Bill Self and Coach K, they're meeting on the hardwood? And I said, well, no, Coach K is done with coaching. That would throw you for a loop. And so then you would say, oh, okay, all right, Jayhawks, Blue Devils, yeah, undefeated, 3-0. It's got to be early. What are they playing in the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City? Are they tipping off at the Maui Gym, Maui Tournament? Are they hooping it up in the Bahamas? And I'd be like, no. They're playing football, and it's late September in Lawrence. And you would probably collapse back on your pillow and pass out again. Duke and Kansas, basketball powerhouses, are undefeated in football. What is going on at Kansas? It's remarkable. It's been crazy. It's been exciting. And now Lance Leipold's name is coming up, and this will be part of our What's Your Beef segment. His name coming up now with this Nebraska head coaching job. I'm going to rip that to shreds later on. And then we've got the three conference games. Iowa State and Oklahoma joined Kansas and Oklahoma State as the only undefeated 3-0 teams left in the Big 12. Just four teams left. The Cyclones will be hosting Baylor. J.J. Joe, who is a part of the Baylor Radio Network, will be with us to talk about the Bears. He's our guest this week. Brent Venables hasn't lost yet with the Sooners. OU is hosting Kansas State. And Texas Tech is hosting Texas. It'll be a sellout in Lubbock. First one since 2018. 60,000 strong. The tortillas will be flying. Now, assuming that Texas stays until 2025... like they're supposed to be. I think there should be at least one more game with Texas in Lubbock. But, you know, it's possible that this is the last game for the foreseeable future. Possible. But despite, I would call it a thumping at NC State, I think Tech fans are excited. Obviously, Texas is a big draw. And with all the hype surrounding the Longhorns and what they almost did to number one Alabama, it's a big game on its own. And it's good to see that there will be a sellout. So we have a lot of great games with a lot of interesting storylines. We'll try to get to as much as we can in this hour of Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right.
Ollie.
Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a six unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Big 12 this week can be heard on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And our first of two, What's Your Beefs? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. We're actually going to nominate and use the words of wisdom, perhaps, from Oklahoma State head football coach Mike Gundy, who was the first one who came out and said, look, Bedlam is going away. If Oklahoma and Texas move on to the SEC, Bedlam is done. And we all knew it. And now it was just confirmed by both athletic departments. And this is one that stings in the state of Oklahoma. And I can't believe, well, I can't. I mean, there's agreements. It's impossible to get around this stuff. But it's just, you've got to find a way to keep these rivalries alive. The Bedlam series goes all the way back to 1904. This year will be the 117th game between these two schools. And it's coming to an end. And Oklahoma's athletic director, Joe Castiglione, said, quote, Oklahoma State has shown no interest to schedule any future games in football, so we're moving on, end quote. Now, the Sooners don't have much availability on their schedule to accommodate Oklahoma State. But this is where the beef comes in with Mike Gundy. He's saying, wait a minute, Castiglione, don't be pointing the finger back at us. It's not our fault that Bedlam is coming to an end. What's your beef? Presented by Old Trapper. We present Mike Gundy.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you guys a chance to challenge me. So I'm going to state facts. And if at any time I say something that is not a fact, you guys can stop me. I think that's fair, right? Isn't that what we want? Okay. OU's officials were in negotiations with the SEC for months and months before anybody in this league or the conference knew about it. No objections? Okay. During those multi-billion dollar conversations, I wonder if Bedlam was ever brought up at that point instead of the money. Okay. Bedlam is history. We all know that. We've known that. Because OU chose to follow Texas and the money to the SEC. It's okay. Is that a fact? Okay. So now, we're having what I think are childish discussions, in my opinion. Okay? Over something that's done. And I would like to, like, make this the last statement I have, because I have no hard feelings, but what's going on now is almost a situation with a husband and a wife, or a girlfriend and a boyfriend. When you know you're dead wrong and you try to turn the table and make them think they're wrong. When Oklahoma State has no part in this, we didn't have anything to do with their negotiations with the SEC. We didn't have any choice on choosing to leave the conference. They did. So everybody needs to get over it and move on and quit trying to turn the tables. It's somewhat comical that they still want to bring us into this equation. I want somebody here to give me one example of what Oklahoma State had to do with this. I'm listening, really, and this is like, I'm not the head coach, I'm just a guy on the street. I just want somebody to tell me what one thing that myself, Chad Weiberg, or Dr. Shrum, or our regents had to do with any of this going on. So let's not turn the tables. Let's just say, hey, look, we chose to follow Texas and take the money, and we're going to the SEC. It's all good.
Points for being passive-aggressive by Mike Gundy. That's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper. Look for Old Trapper in the clear view bag. You can see the quality you're buying, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Well, look, it will go away for some time, but you look at, especially when you look at the Big 12, some of the rivalries that have fallen by the wayside. Texas, Texas A&M, Missouri and Kansas, Pitt and West Virginia, Oklahoma and Nebraska. Now look, Oklahoma and Nebraska, they just played last week. Missouri and Kansas, they'll meet up again. So Pitt and West Virginia opened the season. We talked about that already. So they come back around. It's just going to take some time. And it won't have much of an effect on the players, other than when they're playing in these games, fans are going to be amped up even more, and they may know about the history. But by then, and even now, I mean, college football is so national now, and you're getting players from all over the country. Those regional rivalries don't mean a lot to the players, I don't think. But they do to your fan base. And so the fans suffer. And hopefully at some point, Bedlam will return. And at some point, it will. It will. Once all of this shakes out and we figure out what the landscape of college football is going to look like, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State will play against each other. It's just going to be a while. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Sprouts is everything you love about a farmer's market. You'll find great prices on the season's freshest fruits and vegetables, high-quality meats, responsibly sourced seafood, and a huge assortment of vitamins and supplements. There's always something new to discover. Shop aisles of good-for-you groceries fit for any lifestyle, from plant-based and organic to gluten-free and keto. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit OnLocationExp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Back on Big 12 this week. Download it as a podcast. Subscribe by going to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, the official website, and look for Big 12 this week. All right, my guest is JJ Joe, former Baylor QB, now longtime broadcaster on the Baylor Radio Network. JJ, great to have you back on.
Hey, it's Bill. It's good to be back on, and I'm hoping that being on with you means, hey, we have a good chance to win this week. I like W's.
Well, we've got to show some love to the defending Big 12 champs. I haven't talked much about them, but after three games, big wins over Albany and Texas State, and then the double overtime fight at BYU, Dave Aranda said that after this win over Texas State, that the Bears offense was able to play with a little more of an edge. What did he mean by that?
Yeah, I think if you watch the BYU game, I think, you know, every year is a little bit of, you know, an adjustment, especially when you have a slew of new skill players playing. And the BYU game, Bill, you know, really looked like they attacked us, and we just weren't as responsive as on the offensive side as I thought we usually have been, or at least were last year. So I think in the Texas State game, they made a very concerted effort to try to be aggressive, you know, the wide zone plays that would allow the linemen to be aggressive. So I feel like they played with a little bit more, I guess you could say, a higher level of intensity and urgency. And for this team, that begins up front, because those are the guys who are all experienced and they're very good. So that's a big part of it.
And we'll talk about that offensive line here in a bit, because they'll have a challenge at Iowa State this weekend, Saturday at 11. Penalties had been somewhat of an issue, 8 against Albany, 14 at BYU, and then just 5 last week. So the discipline a little bit better too.
Yeah, you know, the BYU game did surprise me. Now BYU game, it was, you know, it was a really rabid environment. You know, it kind of reminded me us at home against, I think, OU at night a couple of times. It was really rabid. It was really loud. And BYU put pressure on us because they're a solid football team. I was very surprised to see what happened at Oregon, but I think kind of what happened to us happened to them. They had to go into Oregon's place, and Oregon was looking forward to attacking a top 12 team. So the penalties there, we had a few that were due to the crowd, but overall the holdings and some of the stuff, it just wasn't clean. The false starts, they cleaned that up some, but still some work to do, because when you go to Ames, you're going to have the same problem. The good news is we're playing at 11 a.m. instead of, you know, God forbid, it's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah. Helps a little bit in the morning. A little more of a sober crowd, maybe, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah, J.J. Joe joining us here on Big 12 This Week from the Baylor Radio Network. Baylor freshman running back Richard Reese was named the newcomer of the week. 156 yards, 3 touchdowns on only 19 carries. Talk about his game, the type of runner he is, and what he could bring to the Baylor offense this season.
Yeah, he had a special game. I mean, you know, when you lose what I call our thunder, we lost thunder and lightning, I call them. We lost Abram Smith was thunder, and Tristan Ebner was lightning. You're starting from scratch, and coach has been searching. I think what Coach Aranda said, and I saw a little bit of this, is that Richard Reese has just kind of been always there. He's a young player in fall camp. He showed some signs. And what you notice about him is that, you know, while he's young, he's what I would call, I'm not going to call it just a natural, because I got a person that I really feel fits that, but he is a talent. He is fast. And when he sees the opportunity, he has the ability to explode through it. He has that next gear. I think they put the speed tracker on him. I think on that 152-yard run, he topped 21 miles per hour, I think. So he's really talented, really quick. And you know, behind him we have a few guys. I like Squirrel coming back from, and that's coming back from injury. And you know, he wears a knee brace, and he to me is the natural runner. He has speed as well. Now both of those guys between them, I don't think they weigh 300 pounds. I mean, they're not big guys. So that's kind of the challenge that this year's running game.
And then I think Coach Aranda's confident that he'll get back tight end Ben Sims and wide receiver Monterey Baldwin. They were banged up a bit.
Yeah, you know, Ben surprised me a little bit because we didn't really hear much. Monterey Baldwin, of course, went out in the BYU game, and he really didn't play most of that game. And that hurt us because Monterey, we don't have much experience on the edge. And Baldwin showed in the first game that, you know, he had built on a little confidence he had gotten from, I think, a couple of plays he made in the Sugar Bowl. And he was making plays, and Blake felt real comfortable with him as his number one wide receiver. And plus, he's our deep guy. So when he went out, I think BYU compressed us a little bit, pressured us a little bit more than it would have. So hopefully he's back. And then Ben Sims, of course, everybody, you know, Ben Sims is, you know, preseason all-conference player. I think he has a chance to play on Sunday. So, you know, if you got a guy like that that you feel like will play next level, you know, you really miss him when he's out.
JJ Joe joining us on Big 12 this week from the Baylor Radio Network. You had talked about being strong up front with the offensive line. They're going to have a test this week because Iowa State has blitzed more this season. John Haycock, their defensive coordinator, dialing it up more. How can Baylor exploit an aggressive defense?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think Oklahoma State did us like that last year. Iowa State, not as much last year. They're very different on offense and defense this year. And I still have a little tape to review. I've just looked at the offense right now. But Oklahoma State last year, that first game, you know, we hit, I think, Aaron Estrada early in the game on our first series for like a 30 or 40-yard game, and we didn't hit another one. I mean, we just didn't hit. And they were same concept. They were blitzing us. They were using different schemes. They were pressuring our line of scrimmage, kind of showing some exotic stuff coming from somewhere else. So, you know, but that was with the veteran wide receiver group. So now this year we're going to have a veteran line, but a young receiver group. So it'll be interesting to see how they adjust and how Coach Grimes adjusts. But I like Blake in that situation because Blake Chapin, I really felt that, like, you know, he probably would be our quarterback. I wasn't sure, but because just in the passing game, the throw game, Coach Aranda likes to call it, he has the ability to make you pay if you're not sound in one area. So that's what I'm hoping we see. But you got to start with protection this week because Iowa State has played really aggressive defense.
We'll talk about quarterback Blake Chapin next. We'll take a short break and come back with more with JJ Joe here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right.
Always.
Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Sprouts is everything you love about a farmer's market. You'll find great prices on the season's freshest fruits and vegetables, high-quality meats, responsibly sourced seafood, and a huge assortment of vitamins and supplements. There's always something new to discover. Shop aisles of good-for-you groceries fit for any lifestyle, from plant-based and organic to gluten-free and keto. Sprouts Farmer's Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Big 12 this week. You can catch it on Sirius XM channel 375. We are there 6 Eastern on Thursday. JJ Joe, former Baylor quarterback, now part of the Baylor Radio Network with John Morris. They do such a great job. Boy, if you're in there, you know, actually, you got to check out the Varsity Sports Network app because you can get the radio play-by-play calls. And I enjoy tuning in and catching you guys on that. And we'll have an opportunity this Saturday at 11 when Baylor is at Iowa State. I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about Blake Shapen, you being a quarterback yourself. What have you seen from him through the first 3 games now that he's the guy?
You know, you can tell the confidence. You know, when it's your job, you feel more confident. You know you're going to play the whole game, save for, God forbid, some injury. So you can see the confidence. He is a leader. You know, Blake is not as vocal. I mean, he'll talk. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to make it seem like he's quiet. But you can really tell that he leads by example. He'll say something if he needs to say something. But you can really tell as well he wants to win. He's bought into what Aranda wants. So, and that's important. Because while he's a thrower, you know, a lot of times you get a guy like him, former baseball guy, likes to throw. You're like, this guy wants to throw it 40 times and have 200 yards, but 400 yards. But Blake's not like that. So early, what you've seen is he's really come along as a leader. He has all the arm skill you need. I mean, he can put the ball anywhere on the field. He can throw it from every different angle because that's that baseball, that shortstop kind of skill that he has. Where I think that he is continuing to develop, because I think he's only started. Five games now.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, it's the in-game adjustment. And it just takes time because I think if he prepares for it, like I think he prepared for one thing in the BYU game, and they showed us some of the looks they showed us I did not see last year. And they were aggressive. And I think it took him a little bit too long to adjust, and he finally started hitting some passes. So I think what he'll see this week is that Iowa State will show something a little different than probably we've seen against us historically. And that in-game adjustment, coach saying to him, hey, we plan for this, but now this is where we're going. He has to be prepared to handle that in the moment and then be able to take it out on the field. But he's really performed well, and I like what I see.
Let's move over to a defense. Coach Dave Aranda was asked how different it's going to be to not see Brock Purdy at quarterback for Iowa State, Breece Hall at running back. They now have Hunter Deckers, who's completed 74% of his passes, Jirel Brock, their new running back, who will get the bulk of the carries. Is three games of video enough to grasp what Iowa State will do differently, or is there going to be a feeling out period for Baylor's defense?
I think there'll be a feeling out period a little bit. I mean, what I've been looking at is I've been trying to find the Iowa highlights. Because, I think the first game against Southeast Missouri State, sometimes when you're playing overmatched opponents, I call it, you don't show that much. You'll show some of your DNA, what you're trying to do, because you want your guys to execute it. So, you show the Iowa game against an opponent they're really trying to beat. They're not going to hold back. You just don't have the ability to hold back. So, what I noticed, they're more of an intentional passing team. Coach Campbell's going to always want to be physical and run offensively. But they have Xavier Hutchinson, and you can tell that, he feels like, hey, this is probably my best offensive player or one of my top two. I got to get him the ball. And he's finding ways to get Xavier Hutchinson the ball. Deckers he looks like a natural thrower. He's a left-hander. So, you kind of have to flip everything in your brain. But in any way, he seems to be a natural thrower, run some, but, it looks like Purdy was probably a little bit more athletic than Deckers. I may be wrong, but that's just how it appears initially. So I think their approach offensively will be different, and we'll have to get a feel for that. And as you've already mentioned, defensively, I think they'll have a little different approach. So it'll be a filling out period.
Yeah. Who should we look for on Baylor's defense? Who's sticking out to you this year?
I'm telling you, they had so many guys in the front seven, returning. I think the natural ones, people are going to talk about Apu at the nose guard. He's really coming on leadership-wise. I think he's taking a role. And he's just, he's a very intense player. I think he's really gotten better. But to me, who do we really have? The most important players, from my perspective, I look at Matt Jones. Matt Jones has kind of stepped into that weak side linebacker position. And, he's going to have to be able to help against, Jirel Brock and the rest of those runners in that run game. That weak side linebacker, the way the defense is built, is for that guy and the star position, which is Al Walcott, to make plays. They got to make plays against that runner cut, whether it be in coverage. But I guess really against you guys, it really depends on how they deploy Xavier. But Iowa State is our corners have – I think we lost experience at corner. And if I'm Iowa State, that's where I start. I started, hey, they got a couple new corners. And from an experience standpoint, I'm attack them. So I think, we got to get our corners, it's A.J. McCarty and we call him Snacks, Johnson, Lorando Johnson, as well as, Mark Milton, who played some. Those guys have to play well on Saturday for us to get out of there with the W.
11 a.m. kick on Saturday, Baylor at Iowa State. Each road game is difficult. What's unique about playing in Ames at Jack Trice Stadium that presents challenges?
I'll tell you, man, those fans are, that's like their college, their pro team. You have Iowa and you have Iowa State, and I'm thinking that's it. I don't know if it's half and half, but the fans are loyal. They're rabid. They're going to be there. They're going to be into the game. I'm glad we're not playing at night, because I think there's like three places in the Big 12 you really don't want to play at night, because it doesn't matter how good the team is. Ames is one of those. And so, it's just an environment where you have to go, and it's only about, 52, 53, maybe 60,000 people. I forget what the number is. But, man, they're into the game. They're loyal. They're loud. And it's just hard to play there.
JJ, I'll wrap up with this, because I've been talking about this head coach opening at Nebraska, and that along with Arizona State and Matt Rhule, head coach of the Carolina Panthers. His name has popped up. His Panthers have struggled. There's talk that he may be let go, but he made that jump from Baylor to the NFL. But boy, it worked out for Baylor. How big has it been having Dave Aranda leading this program? He just, home run hire. He just seems like a guy that is in control, never sweating, never under pressure. How does that rub off on the rest of the team?
I think it's you know, he's what I call the anti-coach. You know, I can see why he is. I mean, I can see why he was a defensive coordinator at LSU. I can see why the players probably loved him because, you know, he, number one, he treats him as a player. I mean, as a person first. I mean, he really does. I mean, coaches say that, but I mean, he is more concerned about this young man that has this 4 or 5 and sometimes 6 year experience with me. I'm concerned about what he's going to be when he comes back 5 or 6 years after he leaves me. Right. And then he's a big reader and how he ties, you know, kind of some of the concepts he reads into the men and into concept of coaching. I'm gonna tell you, when you're interviewing him as I interview him, he's one of the few coaches that I actually listen to, because you know most coaches give you coach speak, Bill.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
Aranda is giving you me, but he's just giving it to you in a different way, and you have to listen to get it. If you listen, you know exactly what he's talking about. You know exactly what he's going to focus on. You know exactly what they plan to do, and he's just giving it to you. Maybe talking about, you know, old hat, new hat, Bernstein Bears, and all this kind of stuff. So it's great, I tell you.
Yeah, almost like a little bit of a philosopher in him there too. I mean, he's just
exactly
yeah, just very calming influence. I mean, you could listen to a Dave Aranda press conference and fall asleep at night, not because he's boring, but just he's soothing.
he really is. Yeah. So he's a great fit for Baylor, and I think Baylor's a good fit for him. So as I start hearing about other job openings, I think it would take a really special one for us to lose him, and I'm hoping he's with us for a long time.
Yeah, yep, yeah, definitely. All right, JJ, great catching up with you. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, we'll do. Hopefully it's a W.
Yeah, yep, no doubt. All right, we'll catch up soon, I'm sure. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access.
Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Nebraska fired Scott Frost, cost themselves $7.5 million because they wouldn't wait until October 1st. The arrogance of that program is incredible. They pulled the plug now because they felt that they wanted to give their players an opportunity to kind of turn this thing around. They're not turning anything around there. And so they just ate $7.5 million. And now, after bailing on the Big 12, they're going to try to pluck one of the Big 12's top head coaches. And one that's up and coming, according to Bruce Feldman of The Atlantic. According to his sources, there are three leading candidates on Nebraska's wish list. I don't know if these are in particular order or not, but Lance Leipold, Kansas head coach, he's on their list. Why would Leipold leave for Nebraska when he was red hot up in Wisconsin at Division III? When he left and took the Buffalo job, I don't think he was mentioned to replace Bo Pelini. He wasn't on their radar then. And he had a little bit of success in Buffalo. So what are they chasing Leipold now? Because he's the flavor of the month? Look, Kansas is a tough build. It's a tough climb. But Leipold isn't leaving. I know he was an assistant there at Nebraska in the early 2000s. He's not going back to that. No way. If Lance Leipold left the Kansas job right now and didn't go to Nebraska, but just left Kansas and did not take the Nebraska job, if Nebraska and Kansas were open, the more attractive job to me is Kansas. It's, come on, Bill, don't be a Big 12 homer. Well, what's your beef? Presented again by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. I'll tell you why it's more attractive. Because the fan base in Nebraska is crazy. And the expectations of those fans are unrealistic. They had a great... Listen, they're still living in the 70s and 80s. And they're still comparing everybody to Tom Osborne. They had their answer. They let him go in Frank Solich. And now they've been paying the price ever since. And the Nebraska fan base thinks that they should be competing for national championship. They're going to get knocked around silly and will continue to get knocked around silly by the Penn States and the Michigans and the Ohio States and Wisconsin, and USC is going to come in and they're going to knock them silly. Lincoln Riley is going to knock them around silly, and they're going to continue to spin their wheels. And people will be expecting national championships out of that team. What are they going to bring back? The wishbone? What are you going to do? The power run game. they're delusional up there. They're delusional. So why would Lance Leipold go in there? Right now, Leipold's sitting pretty, even regardless of what happens the rest of this season for Kansas, the expectations of this fan base are so low. And they're giddy and they're excited that they've won three games and have a chance to go 4-0 if they can beat Duke. He will have all the time in the world that he wants to build what he's trying to build at Kansas. They will give him the time. They are not going to grow tired of Lance Leipold in 3 years. They will grow tired of Lance Leipold in Nebraska in two. No way. No way he's going. No amount of money would be worth going to Nebraska. Number two on that list, according to Bruce Feldman in this Athletic article, is Matt Campbell. Second longest tenured coach in the Big 12. Same thing. What he's built, I mean, he's going to be there a long time. Look at the stability for college football in Iowa. Look at how long Kirk Ferentz has been there. If you can put together 8-9 win seasons, you're fine in Iowa, whether you're with the Hawkeyes or the Cyclones. You keep winning 7-8 games at Iowa State, they love you. They know what the expectations are. Give a sniff at the Big 12 championship every once in a while. Now, Feldman writes in here that Nebraska is very aggressive in the NIL space and mentions how they went after Oshon Mathis, much different than what Campbell and Iowa State are doing. But they're developing. Campbell's had plenty of opportunities to go to other high-profile jobs, and he hasn't taken it. Why? And why do that? Why put yourself in a situation where if you stumble for 3 years, Cornhusker fans want you out because you didn't turn it around fast enough? Iowa State's ready to let you build. Feldman also talks about Chris Klieman at Kansas State. Same thing. Same thing. You put together 7 or 8 win seasons at Kansas State, people will love you. Now, they'll hold you in that comparison with Bill Snyder. It can be a little rough, perhaps. But if you keep doing what you're doing, Chris Klieman at Kansas State, why? Why go to Nebraska? The expectations are way too crazy. So the ones that have a chance, if you're going to go with nobody with no coaching experience at all, then you would have to think that maybe Jim Leonard, the defensive coordinator at Wisconsin, that he might be out. His name is come up in certain circles. I don't think he was mentioned necessarily in this Athletic article. Oh, he was at the end. But Bill O'Brien, he's got head coaching experience, NFL experience, running the offense at Alabama. Yeah, he could get back in the game. That's probably a good stopping point for him. A guy who has had to and certainly knows of handling things that have been a mess and when things don't go well. And he's got the experience. So you're going to get a coach there in Nebraska that has some experience. I think it's going to come from a coordinator position. But for Leipold or Campbell or Klieman to leave the Big 12 for Nebraska, get out of here. Don't do it. That'd be a huge mistake. Huge mistake for your long-term mental health and your long-term future. If you're going for the quick money grab, enjoy it. You'll be out in 3 years. And maybe you'll get a $15 million buyout like Scott Frost. If you want to do that, roll the dice. No way. Nebraska is not a destination job. That's What's Your Beef Part 2, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
But we're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Wrapping up here on Big 12 this week with our look at women's athletics, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. Two Big 12 teams are ranked in the American Volleyball Coaches Association Division I poll. Texas remains number one for the fourth week in a row. Baylor is at 14, and Kansas is receiving votes. And the original broadcast of Big 12 this week is on Wednesdays, going on right now, TCU and Baylor kicking off conference play. And then at 8 p.m. Central on ESPN2, Texas and Kansas. A great start to the Big 12 schedule. And congratulations to Texas Tech head coach Tony Greystone. Picked up his 100th career win. Over the weekend, the Red Raiders went 3-1 at their classic. So congratulations to Coach Greystone. That's our look at women's athletics in the Big 12, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. Thanks to JJ Joe for joining me, my guest tonight. Appreciate you listening. We'll be back with you next week here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the 2022 Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Pepper's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Pepper playsets. Pepper Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.